any discussion about re-entry, I think, through my personal experiences, has to start with education and post-secondary education. My re-entry would have been so much more different if it wasn't for BPI. I went into prison having had 2 semesters of college before I entered prison. I was engaged in college before the Pell and Tap grants were outlawed for people incarcerated. And so I never got a chance to earn a degree. When Bard College came in with the BPI program, that was transformative for me. Mm-hmm. It was transformative for me in 2 ways. One, it gave me practical skills that I'm now utilizing every day. So there's a lot different engagement in the marketplace when you're college educated and when you're not. That's just what it is. Right. We live in that society now.
Right.
The idea that you're going to graduate from high school or drop out of high school and be gainfully employed in any substantive way is probably not practical.
Right.
At the bare minimum, you need at least some college exposure. So BPI helped me in that way. But also, I think, you know, a liberal arts education is so broad and engenders so much critical thinking and analysis that it forces you to engage the world around you in a way that without it, you probably may not have done.
Right.
I mean, we're all sensitive to our own conditions. So anyone, college educated or not, know how they feel about how life treats them. But there's something different when you're educated in such a way that you can move beyond how you're feeling about your personal and look at the larger system at play. And I think that if we're looking to make for good citizenship of people who have had criminal justice involvement, there's no greater thing that we can do than to educate them with a post-secondary education.